So is your family, were they Lithuanian Jews living in South Africa?
Right. So most of the Jewish population of South Africa come from Lithuania. It's one of those anomalies in diaspora communities, because usually there's a mixture of, if Jews have immigrated from Eastern Europe to London, say, or New York or Toronto, there's generally like Jews from Poland and Russia and different places. But in South Africa, it was kind of interesting because a high percentage, the majority, vast majority, came from Lithuania, Kovno province, one particular province. So they came to the gold fields. South Africa was the end of the world up until gold was discovered there, and then it became a boom town. And there were a number of figures on the gold fields who did really well in the development of the gold mining industry and the diamond industry. And some of them were Jewish and sort of were kind of an inspiration to people in back home in these poor villages in Lithuania, and they would read about in the papers and become interested in traveling there, and some went. And once they were sort of established, they would send reports back that this is a good place. And so it just became a major option for Jews in Lithuania. Like in other parts of Europe, they might have dreamed of New York or London. In where my grandmother came from, they dreamed of South Africa as a sort of golden land, literally. And so that's where my people come from a small village in Lithuania.
Her son Isaac, she has invested emotionally pretty much everything into him.
Yeah, he's a driven character. We've seen characters like him in some ways in other immigrant stories, but there's an intensity to his relationship with his mother, which sort of combines with his natural energy. You know, he's a tough kind of character, and his mother sort of she turns him in a way, she molds him into the man that he becomes, and then regrets it at the end of her life, which is kind of the irony of there's a kind of tragic irony to that arc in the story. But she definitely she pushes him. She for her, he is the future, the way to, and also the way to reunite the family, which she wants desperately to bring her sisters over. In real life, my own grandmother had quite a few sisters, and they all perished in the war, she was kind of like the mother figure to them, because their own mother died young, so she kind of raised them. And so I used that as part of the fictional character. But it has to be said that this mother figure is much much tougher and harsher than my own grandmother was. She's kind of a scarred person, a person who's been through like much more severe experiences than my grandmother had.
It's a book about morality? Is that what Trona drives it?
Yeah, morality. It's a big word. I think all novels are ultimately moral. They must have some moral concern, or they're not serious. You know, and the difference between a real novel, a serious novel, and a fun novel, let's call it that, is that the moral concerns are real. There's a sense that you're not dealing with paragons, with people that are perfect, that you know, like the hero who's going to save the day, or somebody who just owns all of these imaginary virtues that you never really encounter in real life. You know, you're dealing with real people, and so in that sense, there's a moral judgment being implied of these people. But my own take is that as a novelist, my job is to open up questions and open up observations so that we think about these things. But it's not really to intrude into the narrative as a person and say and lecture the reader. You know, it's about understanding why people do things, as opposed to condemning them for the things that they do. And the understanding comes out of describing their lives and gradually uncovering their pasts. Because as I said before, I think everything that that people do is based on what happened to them in the past.
The book is The Lion Seeker. I've been speaking with the novelist Kenneth Bonnert, and Kenneth Bonnert's first-time novel, The Lion Seeker, published as part of the New Face of Fiction by Knopf Canada.